The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Ault and Drew McNeil on MFR 2.
Welcome to this week's MFR Shinty Show. A little later than normal on this week's show, we'll look ahead to quarter-final day of the Glasgow Celtic Cup and also the McTavish Cup as well. Alongside me, as always, Drew McNeil. Drew, almost Shinty Day upon us as we record this show on the Friday. Looking rather wet.
Unfortunately, it looks a bit wet in Inverness tonight. Let's be hopeful, but been lucky so far, but that's pretty nasty looking tonight.
Yeah, the last few days, certainly in the north, conditions haven't been great, but I'd imagine conditions perhaps worse elsewhere, but makes the surfaces a little bit slidey and adds to the entertainment, I suppose.
Yeah, and maybe someone will produce a waterproof ball that will keep this summer shinty going.
Summer shinty, indeed, in the pouring rain. Good weekend as we look back for you. I bumped into you on Tuesday, and I think I spoke to you for roughly about 4 minutes, and in between that, four people took credit for your fantastic win against Fort William last weekend.
Yeah, and all those defeats, nobody ever said it was their fault. Amazing that, isn't it?
Yeah. I think Kenny Cameron, the Cali Thistle chairman, he's taking the claim for that fantastic win for you, but a great win for you.
Yeah. Well, Charles Bannerman was there as well. He was putting his finger in the pie to wanting a bit of share of it. So, you know, all these pep talks you get from people midweek, they help sometimes.
But you did have a go at Gary Innes last week. We had a bit of banter between yourself and Gary, and it turned out to be a real good afternoon for you.
Yeah, it was a good win. We needed the points. We had to get the 2 points. That was the most important thing. And then just going to the McTavish Cup now and takes a bit of pressure off us, obviously a bit of pressure scoring goals as well, which is helpful. But it was a good performance from the boys. For William was short, we were a bit short ourselves, got a couple of nasty injuries early on, but the guys kept going. Good mental strength, that's what we were looking for the rest of the season.
Yeah, not a man of the match presentation. A man of the match performance, but not the normal champagne presentation afterwards. It was a pair of teeth required.
Yeah, Chips has been renamed. Well, he's Chipped, I think, now is what it is, rather than Chips. In fair play, he was there on Monday training, and he's a dentist, I think, yesterday. So, no, he doesn't miss his training sessions. Got to say a bit about him.
That's what it's all about at the end of the day. Black Parks, of course, was the venue for that win. We'll talk a little more about that because, again, the topic of venues has come up this week as we look ahead to the McTavish Cup quarter-finals. But Newton Moore, again, once more out in front in the Premiership with a 4-0 win over Inverary.
4-0, second clean sheet in 2 weeks. That doesn't bode well for everybody else. They were leaking goals, now they've tightened up at the back, and they'll always get goals. Chris Sellers, another 2 goals. They got 2 last week, previous week, another 2 this week, and they've still got David Chain on the bench. Not leaking goals, looking pretty strong, aren't they, unfortunately, for everybody else.
Pretty comprehensive. One other game, which, the return leg is this weekend. Let's start our look ahead to the weekend's action with the one fixture that does go ahead in the Premiership. Kinlochshiel up against Lovett. Two sides who've opened their campaigns. They're the surprise packages, I suppose.
Yeah, and, you know, Lovett managed to equaliser late on, showing a lot of fight again. Lovett, interesting game this week. I think it'll be a bit towsy because they had a player sent, Kinlochshiel had a player sent off last week. So that could be quite a fiery event.
Yeah, sending off as well, which I believe was a kind of an intended headbutt with a helmet as well, and a kind of unfortunate incident in the game.
I don't know if it was or it wasn't, but John Don got sent off, and then Ballymore a couple of years ago as well, as a young lad, he just needs to cut that out. But again, maybe he didn't do anything.
Yeah, we don't really know. That's the beauty of the newspaper reports. Let's say, exactly, be fair. But Kinlochshiel second at the moment, and Newton Moore starting to kind of move away. But what a first couple of weeks for Kinlochshiel in the Premiership, to be up there in second spot. with a home game against Livett and a real chance to you know, to go 1 point behind Needham Moor.
Yeah, they wouldn't have dreamt of that. Be good if they could, but at the same time, you know, Livett, if they get 2 points there, they've got, you know, they won't be far away either. They're going to keep pushing. Difficult game that. Hopefully the weather won't ruin that one. It's certainly a game I'd like to see. I haven't watched it on YouTube yet, but I'll get to watch it sometime soon.
Like you say, elite equaliser for Livett as well, and we've mentioned them before on the show. They lost out to Bewley in that cup tie a few weeks ago in the McTavish Cup, but they've shown some real kind of fighting spirit this season, and rightly so, they're up in the top half of the table.
Yeah, and when Glenorchy played Kinlochshiel, they pummeled them late on and didn't even look like scoring, so fair play for Livett to manage to get that equaliser. That would have been difficult, you know, to turn over that Kinlochshiel defence. I'm sure they thought they were home and host. But two good teams.
Indeed, and well, hopefully if we get a kind of more of the same from last weekend, 6 goals in that contest, and yeah. Here's hoping for a few more goals as well. One game then goes ahead in the Premiership this weekend. Kinlochshiel tackle Livett, but we turn our attentions to the quarter-finals of the McTavish Cup. The big one for me here is Fort William versus Newton Moore. Fort William, of course, reached the final of the competition last season, beaten by King Ussie, but the big talking point going into the fixture is the match has been transferred to Invergarry.
Yeah, obviously Fort William looking to get on a bigger pitch. They obviously, maybe the Black Parks, I think it was unplayable, maybe I'm being disrespectful there, but the bigger pitch will make for a better game, that's for sure.
How disruptive is that for Newton Moore's preparations? Because, I mean, I'm sure that, I mean, like you were, last week you were kind of focusing on the Black Parks and the narrow pitch, but, you know, for Brick going there, he would have expected to perhaps play at the Black Parks, but now he's got to set his team up in a different pitch.
Yeah, he'll be quite happy. They know him with Gary fairly well. It's a good big pitch, and it'll suit both teams, and it should suit both Shinty teams. You know, if they go out and play Shinty, it should be quite a good contest, that one.
Barring last weekend, Fort William have done pretty well this season as well.
Yeah. You would expect them to, if they've got a full strength defence, they, you know, they'll make a good fist against Newton Moore. It's whether their forwards can produce against a good Newton Moore defence. So it'll be a difficult one. I think it might be quite a low scoring game, that one.
You've obviously, you know, talked about Fort William quite a lot this season, an ex-player as well. It was your first kind of real chance to see them up close and personal at the weekend, but are they a side who can perhaps take on Needham Moor in the Cups and indeed the league as well?
I think defensively they've got the players, they've got four fantastic defenders if they're all available. They've still got, you know, some decent players up front as well, so no, they'll still do damage to a lot of teams on their day. This wetter surface might not suit them so much, but on a drier surface, Fort William forward line will be effective.
And I think Fort William, with all respect to the other teams in the competition, if they can see off Needham Moor, then they've got a realistic chance of winning this competition.
Yeah, I think, you know, they've been the final last 2 years, I believe, in McTavish, so they won't want to give that up. They've got, you know, good memories of these competitions. They've won them recently, so they'll want to continue that. And, you know, although they've said they're rebuilding and they don't expect to have a big push in the league, you can guarantee they want to be winning the Cups.
When you look at last season, they did reach the final in June. It's fair to say they didn't have a great season last year, and perhaps it kind of petered away after that final. Is this a real kind of incentive for them to win this and give them a real boost? And you know, okay, it might not be a great season for them, but they are rebuilding, and a trophy would just, you know, give them that lift.
Yeah, I think they knocked out Newton Moore at this stage last year at the Aylin. And then I think they met a week or 2 weeks later, and it was like a 7 or 9-0 or something for Newton Moore. And I don't think they've played each other since then. So, you know, Newton Moore have kind of got good memories of that, I would think. And they'll be thinking, well, if we can get on top of them early, we'll push on. But for William, on the other hand, should remember how the successes they've had beforehand.
Well, that one, for me, pick of the round. But one other that catches the eye, Bewley versus your own Glenarchy. And when we looked at the kind of permutations in the last round, it was Bewley versus Livett and Glenarchy versus Inverness. North Division 1 Premiership, two local derbies, and not far for you to travel as well this weekend.
Yeah, it's good to go across to Bewley. As I say, I've seen Bewley play Canusi last year in the competition and held their own. They've had two defeats the last 2 weeks, poor defeats for them. But they won't remember that. They'll just remember that good result against Lovett. And, you know, Kinnell Shield is the same thing, knocking out Lovett and Glenurquhart last season in this competition. So it's no reason Bewley won't be thinking the same way.
Yeah, you're, you know, one step away from a semi-final.
Absolutely, yeah. And it could be, you know, it could be Fort William or Argo Newton Moore. So it wouldn't matter. Once you're in the semi, it doesn't really matter who you get. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be a good team anyway.
Mm-hmm. For you, though, I mean, you go there as the kind of favourite. You're up against the North Division 1 underdog. There's a real chance for Glenurquhart making a semi-final, and when you look at the teams that you could face, you know, on your day, you can handle them.
Yeah, Glenurquhart can beat anybody on their day, but they can also lose to anybody on their day. So I think the important thing is they have to go up there and produce a Premier Division performance from start to finish, you know, match purely for effort, and then the skill should come through in the end.
Yeah, because you will get that, like we spoke about Lovett, that real kind of, not to suggest that Glenurquhart don't have it, but Bewley will be determined to cause another upset.
Yeah, yeah, and they can put all that, you know, bad league form behind them, just forget about it and relax, and there's no great deal of pressure on them. They just want to go out and perform against Premier Division team to show they can compete. Mm-hmm. But Glenurquhart, on the other hand, have to show they are a Premier Division team and can deal with North Division 1 team.
Would you fancy a cup run this year in the McTavish?
Well, if we get past this round, we'll look at the next round.
One game at a time mentality. Well,
it's not so much that as we Glenurquhart got knocked out in the first round of every trophy last year, so any step's a good step forward.
Yeah, indeed, that one should be a real classic as well. Elsewhere in the competition, the holders, can you see travel to Kamali? And when you look at Kamali's league form this season, it hasn't been great, and all the signs point at a can you see away victory there.
If Ronald's there, it should be fairly clear cut. You know, my prediction that Kamali would get beaten there, but if Ronald's not there, I would take Kamali to win that game. Their good performance last week against Kyles, and they only got beat 3-2. No, it's only a matter of time for Kamali turn it round, and they have to turn it round soon, and there's no reason they can't do it. They've got a good history of scoring a lot of goals against Canusia in this competition as well.
What a way to kickstart your season.
Yeah, and there's no reason they can't. You know, in the semi-final they could be playing their local rivals Lochaber or the far-travelled Skye, but mm-hmm. You know, it's something to look forward to.
I think when you look at Newton Moore and Canusia, obviously they will meet in the final if they win all their games, and I think a lot of people will be looking at the kind of the glamour final. But for me, I like to see a mix and match, and I think if Canusia and Newton Moore stumble at this stage, then the competition is blown wide open.
Yeah, and you know, there's no reason Lochaber can't progress. They're doing well in Premier Division 1, North Division 1, scoring a lot of goals at the moment.
Yep.
They had that early mistake at the start of the season, but since then, they're scoring goals and not conceding any. They've got a tough unit there.
Yeah, they're at home to Skye in the other fixture. The winner will play either Kamali or Canusia. You know, Skye, bit of inconsistency from them this season in North Division 1, and I think you have to favour Lochaber going there.
I would do. It's on Skye. They put away that memory. They got beat 7-1 at Speenbridge a number of weeks ago, and that's probably difficult for Lochaber boys probably to forget about that, because they'll be thinking, no, it's only Skye, perhaps. And then Skye will be thinking, we're on our own island, we're not going to get turned over by this mob. You know, they're due them one. Yeah. And it would be a turn-up if Skye managed to beat Lochaber, because Lochaber are a strong team in that division.
Well, there's the four McTavish Cup quarter-final, Skye versus Lochaber. Can you see a way to Kamali? Bewley versus Drews, Glenurquhart and Fort William versus Newton Moore. Now, I think if you were a betting man, which I'm not, never have been successful at betting, I'd go for the favourites there, and perhaps, you know, your Lochaber, can you see Glenurquhart? Don't want to curse you here. And Newton Moore, it's not a bad semi-final lineup.
I think we'll see two surprises out of the four. I think it's just that way. I don't know which way round they'll be. I don't know what, but say, I think there'll be two surprises.
Well, for your case, you're hoping one is not Bewley.
No, I'll be hoarse if we're a surprise, put it like that.
Quarterfinals down south in the Celtic Society Cup as well, and straight away when you look at those four fixtures, the one that appeals to me is the all-premiership clash of Inverary versus Kyles Athletic.
Yeah, interesting tie here. I actually fancy Inverary in this tie to win. They beat them in the Scottish last year. Inverary are very good at home. Kyle's a little bit underperforming at the moment, so I could see Inverary. They're a, you know, fantastic cup team, great tradition in this competition. So I fancy Inverary to beat Kyle's on Saturday.
Yeah, real good time to catch Kyle's Athletic and try and catch them off guard.
Yeah, Kyle's may think they're going to kickstart the season as well, you know. But Inverary know the rules in this competition. They play the rules in this particular competition really well, and as I say, Kyle's just a little bit off the pace for themselves last season.
Inverary, of course, those, as you mentioned, you know, the cups are what Inverary do well in. They do like a cup competition. And, you know, again, when you look at, you know, that draw, again, north and south, let's not compare them again, but the south draw looks a little bit easier. If Inverary can knock out Cas Athletic, then you'd have to kind of install them as favourites for that trophy.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The winner of that tie will be the favourite for the competition, yeah. I mean, Kyle's won it last year, beating Oban Cammack in the final, a tight game. Mm-hmm. Funnily enough, it was at Inverary. Yeah. But Inverary, you know, they've won this trophy for a number of years. Last number of years, they've won it. Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned, Oban Cammack, they're away to Bute, a side to come down from the Premier last year, a side who went up. So interesting to see how the two are faring, obviously, as we look at the Premiership table. Bute, second bottom, three draws from six games. Oban doing very well in South Division 1 as well. An interesting clash at this stage of the season to see how the two are faring.
It's an odd one because Bute got two players sent off last week, their goalkeeper and their full centre. So they're missing those two guys. I don't know how thick, you know, what sort of cover they've got in their squad. I would have taken Bute apart from the two suspensions because Oban struggled last two games against Gonorkie. So you'd have thought that Oban would have done better than that. And I expect Oban to come through the division. But this will be a tough one, actually, and it's on Bute. So, and Bute got to the finalists a couple of years ago, and the winner of this tie, you know, will face Kyles and Inverary. Bute have not a bad cup team as well, you know. A difficult one, this. Depends on how they can place the full centre or not, because he's quite a big player, James Craig.
Yeah, you rightly mentioned the line-up for the semi-finals. Inverary or Kyles will play Bute or Oban, which means that there's going to be another semi-final, all of South Division 1 sides. And again, it's a real incentive there for someone that you perhaps don't associate with reaching finals all the time. Look at Aberdour. We spoke to Lisa Norman a few weeks ago on the show. They're away to Comori, and you know, the carrot is massive there for them to, you know, the incentive to reach a final.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, they've got to get the semi, but they've played Comori, beat them 6-1, I believe, earlier on in the season, so they've got to be confident that they can go and win that game. But Comori, I think they had a good result last week, and in the other half, you've got Tynault and Oban Celtic. Tynault have been underperforming this year. We don't know what's wrong with them, but
yeah.
I'd expect them to beat Oban Celtic, to be honest. But it's difficult. These South Division teams, I think they struggle with their squads every week. Who's available? Some of their strong players are missing. But and of course, Tayforth and Oban Celtic drew 1-1 earlier on in the season. Tynault, rather. But Tynault at some point have to pick up, you think?
Yeah. Like we say, you know, it's a real kind of incentive for someone to make the semis, to make the final. But again, you just look back at those two clashes, the Inverary versus Cas Athletic and the Bute versus Oban. I mean, in their own right, they're two semi-finals there.
They are, isn't it? It's odd that either Comori, Aberdour, Tynault or Oban Celtic would be in the Celtic side final this year. It's just the way the draw can go sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Luck of the draw as it goes. You know, that's the luck of the draw, and that's a real chance for someone to reach the final and really, you know, progress in this competition and go up against the big boys. And as we know, who knows what can happen on the day.
Well, it's a spin-off as well. It's the youth seeing the senior team in these major finals as well. The senior finals makes a massive difference to the clubs to reach a final. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously winning's always what you want to do, but sometimes just getting there can produce more energy in the club
and give everyone a lift as well. The magic of the cups, as they say. Elsewhere this weekend, we'll look ahead to the leagues now. North Division 1, two fixtures go ahead. Strathglass take on Caberfae, and Inverness are away to Lochcarron.
Inverness, Lochcarron, tough one that. I'm predicting a draw, I think, for that one. It's there. These games are all difficult this season.
Strathglass as well, kind of really struggling at the moment in North Division 1, and Caberfae away from home, but perhaps favourites for that one.
I would expect Cabers to win that, but Strathglass had a great result last week beating Bewley, which was a major surprise for most people. I'm sure the people in Lochaber were cheering that one when they heard it come over the radio. I would expect Caberfae to bounce back after their defeat in the Ballymore. They're disappointed, that was knocked them out of the cup early on. They're always good for a cup run,
yeah, aside who we tipped to do good things in competition last week.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. It was a tough draw getting Lochaber.
North Division 2, still Newton Moore lead the way. They're not involved in this weekend's action in North Division 2. It's Aberdeen Uni at home to second place Glengarry. Clonurquhart take on King UC. Lochaber are up against Kenlock Shiel, and Lovett face Fort William. Aberdeen Uni are a side who we featured on the show last season. making their debut in North Division 2, and at the moment, with six games played, they're mid-table.
Yeah, they're doing okay. I've seen them play against Glenurquhart's second team, and yeah, they weren't a bad team, actually. Difficult for them. It's a big step. There's some strong teams in there, particularly Newton Moore, Glengarry. They're strong teams, and I'd imagine it'll just make them better to play that extra level, as long as they can stay in that division.
5 points on the board at the moment, so not too bad for Aberdeen Union. North Division 3, Camali take on Loughbroom, Lewis are away to Lochcarron, Bileskin take on Bewley, and Inverness are up against Strathspey. We've already spoke at length about Strathspey. We had Lawrence Bellini in the first show of the season, and what a result they had up against Lewis at the weekend. And I think that Lawrence, to be fair to him, he did single Lewis out and says, as long as we can, you know, try and replicate Lewis, then we'll be okay.
6-6, an incredible game. I think Strathway could beat Inverness on Saturday. You know, with coming off scoring 6 goals, that'll give them a right good boost to think that they can, you know, at least they can score goals. And they could turn over Inverness, and that would be brilliant if Strathway could get a win.
Lawrence Bellini, of course, on the score sheet as well, but 6-all, what a terrific game. And at one stage, it looked like they were going to win the fixture as well, but... Well, at the end of the day, that's a sport for you. But yeah, I mean, Inverness on the back of a 6-0 defeat, perhaps this is Strathspey's chance.
Yeah, I think it is a good opportunity for them to get some points. No disrespect to Inverness, obviously, but it would be nice to see Strathspey get a win.
One fixture in South Division 1, of course, many clubs involved in the quarterfinals of the Celtic Society Cup. Glenorchy take on Glasgow Muirthemgow, your old mate George Hay down there, Drew.
The Oban guys will just be wanting, you know, they'd be quite happy sitting waiting for these teams to falter. I'd imagine they'd want GMA to win that rather than Glenorchy. Glenorchy ran them close that last two games. Difficult game going down to Domalley. Well, if the weather's like it is here, I don't think the game will be on Domalley on Saturday.
Yeah, it's not looking too good, and one game has already been postponed this week. Tayforth versus Carras Athletic in South Division 2 is off. Elsewhere in that division, Bute take on Inverary, Aberdour face Ballachulish, Colglen and up against Ardnamurchan, and Lochside Rovers face GMA. The Sutherland Cup, it's the Scots take on Caverfey, and then the Strathdown Cup, it's Skye up against Needham Moor. We'll look back at those cup ties, Drew, and as always, we'll put you on the spot and we'll get you to predict the semi-finals
of
the McTavish and the Celtic Society.
Newton Moore will come through and they will be playing Glenurquhart, and depending on Mr. Ross, let's assume that Ronald's not there, Camali will win that game and they'll play Lochaber in the other half of that draw.
Mm-hmm.
And then Aberdour will make their first semi-final appearance, which will be brilliant, against Inverary, with Oban Camnock versus Tinholt.
Okay, there we go. Not too bad predictions there. I think that you might be in with a shout this weekend.
If you asked me 5 minutes' time, I'd probably give you completely different answers.
I'm going to.
No, don't.
And obviously, we'll look ahead to next week's show, an earlier MFR Shinty show than usual next week. On Monday, you'll be able to download the show. That's because I'm off on my working holiday. So Monday, and we'll look ahead to a big game locally in Inverness next week, Shinty versus Harling. For you, something you know very well, Drew, but it's the Forces, Scotland up against Ireland.
Yeah, I might be getting involved in that. I'm not too sure. I got asked by Fraser McKenzie. He's involved, so it'll be interesting to go along and see that. Anybody who's about, come down and see it. Difficult game for the Scots because the hurlers are, some of them are quite a good standard. How do we look at that?
Yeah,
be a difficult game for them, but no, it's all about socialising, I think.
Mm-hmm. And I think the kickoff is at 5:30. I remember reading somewhere, so not a bad time. Hopefully, the weather improves. In Inverness, and you know, perhaps get a nice evening sat in and out, perhaps a few beverages as well, and enjoy the evening.
Yeah, Shinty Hurling's all about bruises and beverages.
That's a good motto, I'll stick to that one. You know all about Shinty Hurling as well and how difficult it can be, so no doubt that, you know, your experience might give the Scots some chance.
I hope so. We'll see.
The proof is in the pudding, as they say. Thanks very much to Drew for this week. Enjoy your weekend, wherever the shinty takes you.